I was going to take these guys to Air Ancient Baths over here in Tribeca.
Ancient baths?
Yeah. But I don't see us flopping around in the pools over there.
What are you talking about, ancient baths? That's what I had before I got bath fitter.
What? No. Oh. Look it up. A-I-R-E.
A-I-R-E? Is this something you do?
Air Ancient Baths.
You do this in your spare time?
I've done it once.
Air Ancient Baths.
Yeah.
Sounds like a Turkish bath thing?
Yeah.
Isn't that like...
What?
Sort of an odd...
It's a bathhouse?
Yeah, definitely.
What's it called?
Air, A-I-R-E, Ancient
and
Baths.
You've done this?
Yes.
What do you do there?
You get a massage, you know, enjoy the salt water, steam room.
The website says it's a journey of sensations.
There you go.
Journey of sensations.
Yes.
All right, so there's...
I was thinking about putting Al and Eddie in a wine bath.
Eddie definitely takes wine baths on his own after he crushes the grapes with his feet.
You think we should put Eddie in a wine bath?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So what do you think?
I don't think I want to share water with strangers like this. That's what I think.
What do you think, Al? You like it?
Yeah, it seems germophobic to me.
Oh, like, God, Jesus,
I mean,
God.
I don't want to get in these baths with these
strangers.
Oh,
my God.
And I feel like guys who do this type of stuff are very, very free. So, like, I could just see myself in some sort of salt bath, and then I turn around, and there's some schween next to me.
Nudist swingers?
Yeah.
No. It's not that way.
It's a pineapple door knocker hanging off of it. Man.
I feel like these bathhouses do not have good reputation.
No. It's not like that. It's not like that. It's not what you think. What your cockamamie Narpian brain is thinking right now.
I'm just looking at some of the experiences here.
All right, give me an experience.
The ancient thermal grand indulgence.
There you go.
The thermal bath and 75. Relaxing massage.
Yep.
And then there's the...
Is that the average age of the person?
That right here is the glory hole experience. You'd like to partake? You don't want to do this with us.
No, I don't think so. I don't see that happening.
Yeah,
I was just thinking it would have been a kind of unique thing. I'd like to see Al walk in there and just kind of like, what?
You ever go there with any of the NFL Today guys?
No.
I want me some glory hole.
There you go.
Want to go down to the bathhouse again? What do you think? Me, you, Phil, JB, Nate, down at the bathhouse? Take our junk out, stir it around in salt water. Get refreshed and renewed.
He can use a little refreshing and renewed.
When you take a look at the bathhouse, you say, is this what I heard in the 80s or is it different?
Totally different. Totally legit. Okay. Totally legit.
Totally legit.
Yes.
And you've done this before.
Yes.
Like after the show, you've just gone to the bathhouse.
Yeah, I got a massage, yes. It's all legit. 100%.
It just seems so dark and weird.
It's not dark and weird. It's not.
What's so ancient about it? Why do they call it ancient?
Well, the amazing thing is the how it's built. You know what I'm saying? It's how it's built and where it's built and what it looks like. And it's got a great feel to the place.
In the midst of the bustle and fast-paced rhythm of downtown.
Right.
Right at the heart of Tribeca. There's an oasis of tranquility exclusively designed to balance mind and body.
I was looking for a place to balance a little tranquility with mind and body.
You know, people always ask me, do you see other guys' penises in the bathhouse? And I say, sometimes. Sometimes. You never know. People are free. The NFL Today at the bathhouse.
You don't know who you're going in to rub down and how excited they'll get.
The Boomer and Geo crew in the bathhouse would be more, I think, ridiculous.
Get a man massage.
I'm telling you right now, this is never something I would do on my own. Like I like you get like a massage at a normal spa.
That is a spa. That's what it is.
It's not.
That's exactly what it is.
It's a dark underground weirdness.
It's not. It's nothing underground or weird about it. It's legit 100%.
The website is so dark. It's like this is like Eyes Wide Shut type of stuff.
No, it's not.
I'm telling you right now.
It's not.
All right. Why, I mean,
would you be uncomfortable going in there?
Yeah, 100%.
Then we're going.
Like, I'll go to like a, if you go to a casino, they'll have a spa.
Yes,
sometimes
that's
there.
What this is.
This doesn't seem like this. This seems like something different.
It's not different, I'm telling you. It's like, basically a spa is what it is.
Yeah.
God. Sounds like Eddie wants to go.
No way, Eddie does not want to go.
Yeah, he does. Put him in that wine bath.
There's a
only
wine
if I
bath?
Get
a,
yes.
Only if I have a straw.
Mike's on Long Island. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, guys. How are you today?
All right, what's Mike. Up, what's happening?
And not much. Not much. I want to talk about the Mets, but first I wanted to let Gio know and thank Gio for taking a photo with my son and his buddy on Sunday when he was having lunch with his wife. At Kavanaugh's.
Yes, that was very nice. I have to say, your son and his friend, very respectful. They called me Mr. Gio.
Mr. Gio. Oh, I
said,
like that.
They said, excuse me, Mr. Gio. And I said, it's okay. Gio's fine. That was very, very nice. It was great to meet you guys, and I appreciate it.
No problem. No problem. And I think you were enjoying that French onion soup pretty much.
Oh, my God, it's delicious. They got the best French onion soup there at Kavanaugh's. Man, I'd take a bath in that at the bathhouse for sure.
There you go. We got to switch your beer selection off those ultras.
I'm trying to be okay, though. I'm trying to keep the carbs down. You know what I'm saying?
He's got a big date on December 16th, so he's got to build up to that.
Right. This bathhouse, I need to be looking good.
Yes.
There you go. Hey, listen, I want to talk about the Mets and quickly just say, I'm kind of wishing Javi Baez goes. It looks like he's going to
Detroit.
Definitely bad chemistry there. I think chemistry is going to be important with this team next year, and especially if we get a veteran manager, maybe like a Buck Showalter in there. We need to get the manager running the team and get some adults in the clubhouse, and hopefully we can turn this thing around.
Yeah, the manager is going to be interesting. Thanks, Mike. The manager is going to be interesting now. Like, who is the guy who the Mets are going to turn to after the experience with Luis Rojas?
So you would have to go back through Billy Epler, see who he's close to. I don't know if he's close to, what's his name, Schilt from St. Louis.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be some. I mean, I
don't know.
Brad Ausmus is somebody he's close to.
But I'm sure he's going to end up talking. They're not hiring a novice. There's no way that they're spending this money and hiring some novice as a manager. There's no way.
No, you can't.
They're going to get a real guy in there that everybody either knows or respects. And, there may be an age discrepancy, whatever. But I think at the end of the day, they're not going to screw this one up either. They're not going to spend all this money and then bring in just some fly-by-night manager.
Let's go to Vinny, who's calling from Howard Beach. What's going on, Vinny?
Hey, what's going on? Thanks for taking the call. Good morning,
sir.
Guys.
What's up?
What's happening, Vinny?
Listen, Gio, you got to take Boomer's advice. I went to that air spa with my fiance.
Yeah.
It's probably the best spa in the city, best massage I've ever gotten. You look like you need a nice massage.
I do.
Well, there you go, guys. So
yeah, but you're going with your fiance is different than going with the whole crew here. You know, Eddie and Jerry and Al and me. It's a little different. You know
but we're going during the day. There's nobody there.
Yeah, you relax, close your eyes.
Yeah.
It'll be nice.
Yeah. There you go. There's a little bit of support. How about Shimmy J in Staten Island? Shimmy, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, Boomer and Gio? First of all, Gio, I met you at the Yankee game the last time they were in a playoff game.
Oh, man, that was a long time ago, back in the Astros series in 2019?
Yes. We had some beers.
And we took a picture, didn't we? I actually remember.
Well, here's a guy that drinks beers, goes to a baseball game.
Yeah,
right. He's already remembers Shimmy. So what else is going on?
So I wanted to say, I've been to Air Ancient Bath. That place is gorgeous.
There you go. Beautiful. Air Ancient Bath, another guy.
Yes, and the place where you should go with the dudes is Spy 88, the Russian bathhouse, Spy 88. That's what Gio really wants.
The Russian bathhouse?
Spy 88, all right.
That's what I'm looking for. I don't think I'm looking for this, Shimmy J. It's good to talk to you again. I mean, I feel like I don't want to share.
You're getting all of these endorsements, man.
I feel like we'd be sharing water with a bunch of random men.
But you got a guy from Brooklyn. You got a guy from Staten Island. And now we're going to go to John in Whitestone. John, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, boys? How are you?
All right.
What's up?
So the air bathhouse is very, very nice. You get a robe when you go in, but gee, it is very, very dark in there and very subterranean.
Yeah.
Tons of different pools, different temperatures. You're moving around. It's quite nice.
Are you sharing water, though, with strange men?
You get your own cup. You know, there's a, you know,
you're. No, I'm talking about like when you're in a bath.
He's talking about a pool.
Like a pool and a bath. Like that's what I'm just picturing, like big, large, hairy guys like me, but like 20 years older, sitting in there with their nipples out and then just soaking.
Like Big Zoo.
Yeah, right. Like Big Zoo at 50 years old, a little bubbling coming up from their farts. Like that's what I'm expecting. Yellow toenails and stuff. Is there any of that?
Yeah, you're going to see that a little
bit. See? Exactly. I'm going to see a little bit of that. That's what I don't want. I don't want that.
So you cut him off. He was telling you how great the place was.
But then he said, I'm going to see a little bit of what I described.
You may not see any of that. You'll see some of it from Eddie, but that's about it.
We're not doing this. There's no way. We need Jordan Davis to come through in a big way here for us. Because I do not want to do that. I mean, I'll go and get a massage somewhere. I like the massage. That's great.
That's a place to go get the massage.
But I'm not going.
You don't have to use the pools
if
you don't want to.
I'm not soaking in water with strangers.
You don't have to do that.
All right,
just
good.
Relax. Jesus.
When you say bathhouse, I'm thinking that's all I'm doing is soaking in water with strangers who may or may not be clothed. That's what I'm thinking.
No,
is
they're
be
clothed.
Like.
People are wearing shorts and bathing suits, of course.
Oh, God. See, this is exactly what. So I get a text from Peter Schwartz. He goes, oh, this bathhouse sounds interesting. That's all the type of people that are in there. It's guys like Peter Schwartz.
No.
100%.
No.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.